Philip Sempapira, the research and curator is there. The 06/13/2022 dictation is for Eluri Balmani. Balmani spells B-A-L-A-M-A-N-I. Eluri spells E-L-U-R-I. Date of birth is 10/06/1965. He's a 56-year-old, here with right shoulder pain, right hip pain, bilateral knee pain, period. Patient denies trauma, stated that this has been going on for approximately 1 month. Said she's here from India on vacation and noticed that pain is worse in her knees, especially when she climbs up and down stairs. Patient noted that her room is on the second floor in her home, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7 of 10 in her shoulder. Said the worst pain is in her shoulder and pain in her hip is 1 of 10. The pain in her knees at the moment is about 2 or 3 of 10, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco or drug use. She endorses alcohol use. Next paragraph. The family history unknown. Next paragraph. Surgical history is negative. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line. She denies trauma. Next line. Denies chills. Next line. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 141 over 80. Pulse 102. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.1. Next paragraph, right shoulder. Point tenderness in the region of her AC joint. No edema, no erythema. She has full range of motion with moderate discomfort and abduction. No scapular ringing, no deformity, no step off, no tenderness of the bony structure, period. Next paragraph, bilateral knees, no edema, no erythema. She has full range of motion with some grating, negative valgus, correction. Joint is not hot to touch. Next paragraph, joint is stable. Next paragraph, hip, full range of motion, with no discomfort, no antalgic gait. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non distended, no guarding, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right shoulder degenerative joint disease. Assessment number two is right knee pain. Correction. Bilateral knee pain. Assessment number three is right hip pain. Next paragraph. A x-ray of the shoulder was done today. And there is no acute fractures. There's narrowing consistent with DJD. Next paragraph, procedure, open parentheses, trigger point, close parentheses. And the procedure was explained to patient, and she agreed for me to proceed after we discussed side effects, complications, benefits. Patient and I identified a site of maximum pain on her right shoulder. That site was marked with a skin marker. Next line, site was then prepped with iodine and overwiped with alcohol. Next line, lidocaine, 0.5 cc's along with 1.5 cc's of solumedrol. Medication was mixed and injected at site. Next line. patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications, namely bleeding or reaction to the medication. Next line, site was then massaged for approximately 3 to 4 minutes. Patient's joint was moved in range of motion. She reports marked improvement in pain, period. She was advised that she should not receive another injection in this site for at least 3 months. Patient requested a consultation with a specialist for her knee, shoulder, and hip pain. She was given a consult to an orthopedic specialist, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, she was given one refill. Patient was educated on range of motion exercises, warm soaks in bathtub, and to do exercises in bathtub, or if she can get into a pool, that would be more advantageous, do range of motion exercises in a swimming pool. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.